Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 3rd, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and particularly in today's show. And again, as always, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start with a rather scary fact of life about how credit bureaus are evaluating, or the proposal is that credit bureaus evaluate Americans' credit scores based on irrelevant things like religion, politics, and other social aspects. Modelled, it seems, upon the Chinese line, which is possibly something most people don't want to see. Then I follow that with a final Brexit comment. Doesn't mean to say that's the last thing I will have to say on the practical details of Britain leaving the European Union, but Britain has now left, there's no going back, and now the details of the trade agreement need to be thrashed out. I describe Schiff, Adam Schiff, as the most loathsome figure that has pretty much ever graced the political machinations of the culture in the United States, but I have to wonder sometimes if there can be no Democrats who are nauseated by what's gone down in their name. Hard to believe, but anyway, I have a few words to say about that. And then a very few words about how the Michael Flynn case is collapsing. The FBI already reviewed transcripts right at the beginning of his calls, and they found nothing illicit, so I never did understand what the fuss was all about. Then I'll have a few words to say on Trump's new Middle East plan, which is largely aligned with Israeli interests, while the Palestinians' concerns are ignored. We need to address that. And then, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, US doctors are too expensive. Even though more people have health insurance, fewer people are apparently able to go to the doctor. And that took place even after the ACA took effect. So let's address that for a few minutes. Then I shall talk about how to load your dishwasher. Well, you may or may not learn a few things, but I felt that this was an important issue and needed to be addressed. Never let it be said that in all the years I did the call, I never mentioned dishwashers. All right, then, a ridiculous comment from the Fed in Puerto Rico last week. They said, don't worry if there's a recession. Everything's going to be fine because we can take care of it. Well, of course, it's nonsense. Alvin Hansen, more than 75 years, described a recession as a prolonged period in which reasonable economic growth can only be achieved with unsustainable financial conditions, which is exactly what we have right now. Then, very quickly, a comment about a hilarious Trump tweet, a riposte to John Bolton's absurd claim that he knew Trump wanted a quid pro quo with Ukraine. Absolute nonsense. It won't come up because they're not going to have witnesses, but anyway, couldn't resist that one. Now, I've mentioned this before, ladies and gentlemen, I'll mention it again. Banks are allowed to steal your money under certain circumstances, as laid down in the Dodd-Frank Act, signed under President Obama. You have been warned. You need to get your money out. And finally, I have a little personal comment about how I find America to be ever less civilized. Perhaps I'm just nostalgic for a time when people felt greater control over their lives, a time when the American dream still seemed possible. So the corollary to all this is that I'm asking people to consider yet again, emigrate, get out of the United States. You know, I say this all the time, I really mean it, and it's getting more and more critical as time goes by. So anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently, individually, upon demand, 3 free shows, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. Don't have to say much more. I know what to do, unless you have shows you particularly want to hear, in which case I will ferret them out and get them to you forthwith. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. And if you don't have any preferences, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because my shows as often as not deal with current events, and those current events will be fresh in your mind, which will give you a better chance to assess my approach to them. So let me conclude with my contact information, starting with my email, rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. A few comments go in there from time to time, so just keep looking at it if you're interested. And likewise with my Twitter account, the address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's RM for Richard Martin and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All one word again, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it from me. Have a wonderful week ahead. I will be back on Friday, Richard Martin, with another synopsis of the Wake Up Call. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.